The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're not going to have a country left.
I got one more question I have to ask you. Don't you understand, or do you? Maybe I'm wrong because I don't hang with these people. But the precincts, the elite precincts in the media, you know, and they just don't think that you have the style to run the country. Don't you feel that when you deal with them? Don't you feel that condescension?
No, I don't feel that. I feel that they disagree with my policies because they want to have open borders. They don't mind that people are taking advantage of the country.
So it's a liberal conservative
thing? They don't mind that free trade is stupid trade.
Okay.
No, I think they like my style. I think they really wish they had my style, if you want to know the truth. That's why most of those people, that's why most of those people are dying on television. So I really think that, but they don't like open borders, and they don't like good trade deals because they think it's a bad thing, which is, you know, I look at it differently. I look at America first.
You might be right about that.
Make America great again.
I just have to ask the questions. And we always appreciate you coming on. I hope you'll,
There he is, the one and only Donald Trump and O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor. Scott, I the brashness of one Donald Trump, on one hand, refreshing because he's saying things that if people have kind of been thinking, you know, they wouldn't necessarily say it out loud because of political correctness. Also because of, I keep saying, the forming of their words. You know, people are a little awkward because it's almost like we haven't allowed people to exercise their First Amendment right for a while.
He's unapologetic. He's unapologetic. Yeah. He's Donald Trump. Every time he talks, he's the same guy, and he's unapologetic for it. He believes what he believes, and he's going with it. And he's gonna relay the point. A lot of times in the simplest way possible.
Well, you know, it's like the issue of, you know, building the wall. I mean, Donald Trump's a negotiator. He knows what it takes. I mean, he wrote the book. I mean, it's like the number one business book on the planet, you know, The Art of the Deal. He understands that he's got to build a relationship. And even though Vicente Fox, you know, may be a little upset and he's cussing about the wall, hey, there's ways to, you know, present this when you are behind closed doors to where it is win-win. And it is in Mexico's interest, and we make it Mexico's interest to want to build the wall. Whoa. You know, it's like I've been insisting for the longest time is that, you know, the United States has just kind of been taking unfair advantage, and the Mexican government has been taking unfair advantage. Okay, let's tie this down a little bit, and I've been suggesting, even with my conversation with Bruce Thatcher, who I highly regard as an immigration expert, who has written to me the definitive book on immigration. He goes back historically, demonstrating what has happened with other empires when they've compromised their immigration rules and laws. An incredible study. But, you know, I shared with Bruce years ago that we need to be able to lease the employees, you know, their labor force. And if we lease it and pay the government, then they've got skin in the game and they'll want to manage their inventory, which is their labor force.
Well, two things. Every relationship should be mutually beneficial. Mm-hmm. Otherwise one side's getting scammed. And then the second thing is that everybody acts like immigration is altruistic. But every time that we've had big immigration surges, we've had projects that we're going to put them into. Mm-hmm. And so it's not. It just hasn't been a free flowing that anybody could come here any time. We always had reasons to bring them, so we can't just bring people in and not have things for them to do.
you know, without a doubt. I mean, this is why our immigration policy is roughly right now. We allow a million people to come into the United States because we can manage that. We can absorb it. But when all of a sudden you're absorbing 13 million people, it's no wonder, you know, it affects jobs and everything else. And let's not even bring the CDC into play here in terms of potential diseases coming to this country. Anyway, the discussion will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez.
Thanks.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I could break down and cry, laugh it off and deny, draw lines in the sand and count on both hands all the reasons why this just won't work. It'll be nothing but hurt.
What a gifted singer, huh? Jennifer Nettles on Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back, America. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're playing the music of Jennifer Nettles because she's going to be on with us in just a moment. Of course, she is an American country music singer, songwriter, actress, known primarily for her role as lead vocalist of the duo Sugarland alongside Christian Bush. Before Sugarland's inception, she also fronted Atlanta bass bands called Soul Miner's Daughter and the Jennifer Nettles Band. She also charted as a duet partner on the country version of rock band Bon Jovi's 2006 single, Who Says You Can't Go Home, a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. Jennifer will be on with us in a few moments. We're going to talk about her 4-H projects that she's involved with, and also the remainder of her career. But meanwhile, we're going to turn up the music and enjoy some more of Jennifer Nettles here on Bill Martinez Live.
If I were 25, I know just what I'd do. I would have already kissed till I was drunk on your lips a thousand times too few. So much myself, my whole. gonna love me for now?
Well, okay, here it is. Boy, what an incredible voice. I'm glad we had a chance to share that with you. You know, as I was listening to Jennifer Nettles sing, I was thinking, gosh, how many people could only wish to approximate the voice of one Jennifer Nettles outside of the shower? I mean, it is just so special. Country music sensation Jennifer Nettles, who started singing as a child, including a stint with a 4-H group called Clovers and Company. Today, she's getting back to her roots, serving as the 4-H national spokesperson, and she's going to be joining us today from the 4-H Grow True Leaders rally. It's designed to empower today's young people to lead and speak out on issues important to them and share how we can support the next generation. The rally marks the launch of the 4-H Grow True Leaders campaign. Jennifer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We appreciate you coming on with us. Hey, we were just playing your song, How Can I Unlove You, just warming everybody up for you. What a delight. I mean, you are just so gifted, and I was listening to your voice, I'm going, gosh, do you realize how many people, women, wish they had a voice like yours?
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? I love being able to do what I do, and to do it for a living is a real gift. And I'll tell you what, Bill, in terms of 4-H and the gift that it has been for me, I would not be able to do what I do and what I love for a living if it weren't for 4-H and what I learned when I was coming through that program.
It is all part of the process. Our past does project our future if we're true to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had the pleasure of being involved within the Georgia 4-H program with a project called Clovers. It's a performing arts troupe from fifth grade all the way through graduating high school. And that, for me, was a big cornerstone. And people don't realize that 4-H is actually more than agriculture. You know, it's the oldest youth organization in America. It started 100 years ago when agriculture was the big topic of the time. Now 4-H has evolved, just like the rest of the country, into, for example, Roots Project, which is healthy living. It is science and mathematics and robotics. It is citizenship. And most of all, it is leadership.
It is amazing how evolved it has and how much changes has come along, you know, compared when you were a young girl involved with 4-H, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that, I think, is what's so exciting, because it has continued to grow leaders by inspiring young people to explore their passions, to find their passions, because you can't be a leader without being passionate. Okay, nobody wants to follow a leader that isn't passionate. So 4-H says, here is this wonderful ground for you to explore, for you to be able to find what it is that you love.
And Jennifer, that's what today's rally is all about there, right, in D.C.?
It is, absolutely. And Rue, actually, she should tell you, speaking of exciting, about her project. For example, just to show you how much 4-H has grown in a different area than people might normally expect.
Absolutely. So I'm a senior in high school, and I've been part of 4-H since I was in the third grade. And 4-H has really given me the confidence to, you know, follow my passions and find my leadership skills. And I'm actually the recipient of the Youth in Action Award, which is an award that recognizes leaders in their community, youth who are stepping up, who are finding their passions and finding needs and finding solutions to meet those needs. So in my area of health living, I really wanted to focus on a more holistic approach. So not just the physical aspects, but also the mental and emotional aspects to health. And I've actually started a national healthy living blog, and 4-H has really given me the tools to kind of pursue that passion and spread that message.
Well, that's excellent, Rue. Congratulations. Now, how can people connect with your blog? We've got a little over a minute left here, so we need to wrap things up. But how can they connect with your blog?
Well, my blog is the 4-H at blogspot.com. But to learn more about 4-H, I recommend that they go to 4-H.org, which is 4-H.org, or use the hashtag TrueLeaders to learn more about the organization and get involved.
Well, Jennifer,
not just students. Well, parents, if you're interested in your kid possibly being in 4-H, check out 4-H.org and see all the projects that are available. Learn more about your county extension agency that sponsors 4-H and about the club in general.
Well, Jennifer, I know you're staying busy. We got about 30 seconds. Real quick update, everybody, on your many projects.
Yes, I'm out on the road right now. I will be till mid-June. I have a new album coming out on May 13th called Playing with Fire, and I hope you will check it out.
Well, we definitely will. Thank you so much for being with us. Jennifer Nettles, country music star, recording artist, and actress on Bill Martinez Live. And Rue Ekeneka has been with us. Congratulations for your award as well, Rue. Thank you for joining us.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online, over 270 markets across these United States, around the world, via shortwave. I'm glad you could find us. This is Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And don't forget, coming up in, less than an hour from now, we have the after show show. At Facebook.com, Martinez Live, Facebook.com, Martinez Live. Our conversation will continue about the topics of the day, and we'll further the discussion and commentary of what we discussed, on the show today. So thank you for joining us. Josh Bernstein is with us right now. He's a political strategist and writer. He's also a radio talk show host himself and a spokesman for the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. Josh, always good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Well, let's brag on AMAC. My good friend Dan Weber and yours as well. Make sure you say hey to him for me. It's been a while since we've run into each other, but I always like bragging about AMAC and this growing success that you guys have been able to enjoy there.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a proud spokesman of a wonderful group, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. We're kind of the conservative alternative, if you will, to groups out there like an AARP. And what we do is we're a 50-year-old plus-based organization. We have lots of products and services that an AARP would have. The only difference truly is the fact that we are a limited government, more freedom-based organization, and when we do lobby on behalf of Congress, we make sure it's for more choice, more freedom, and more control for seniors and their health care decisions. You can learn more by going to www.amac.us. Again, www.amac.us, or you can call toll-free anytime at 888-262-2006, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on the Bill Martinez Show, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, a free membership.
Wow, that's great.
AMAC.us.
Yeah, people need to understand, Josh, there's a clear delineation between AARP and AMAC. You know, from a worldview perspective, I mean, where they're coming from fundamentally, you know, conservative versus liberal, AARP is going to promote policies and interests that promote a more liberal perspective. And the conservative perspective, if that is your choice, and assume most of you are, if you're listening to the show, then AMAC is that perfect alternative and a great fit, as you will find, because now you're talking with people that talk your own language and they understand what you understand, right?
Absolutely, and even more than that, you know, we didn't spend $2.8 billion lobbying for the passage of Obamacare, and then when nobody was looking, secretly turn around and exempt our members from it. You know, we're a liberty-based organization, and anytime that we do lobby on behalf of Congress, it is to make sure that we give freedoms more choice and more opportunity in their health care decisions overall. So, again, we are that freedom-based alternative. We have 1.3 million members, and we're growing each and every day. AMAC.us, tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein on the Bill Martinez Show. You'll get a free membership, and we'd love to have you.
Well, thank you, Josh. Appreciate that offer. Hey, I want to talk to you as this campaign, this presidential campaign, is whipping up. The whole idea of fairness is coming about, and I'm surprised, particularly, I thought I'd hear it a lot sooner, you know, from the Democratic side and complaining, you know, from Bernie Sanders with the accumulation of superdelegates and the way the system seems to be rigged, you know, towards Hillary Clinton. What say you?
Well, I say this, that we remember before there was ever even one vote cast that she started with about 300 to 400 superdelegates, and nobody really paid too much attention to it. They just said, well, maybe it's just part of the system and we'll see what happens. But the truth here is this, that even if Bernie Sanders overtakes her in the delegate count and or she's even indicted, it is more than likely possible that he still cannot win this nomination, and the reason is because Hillary Clinton fell about 100 delegates short in 2008 against Barack Obama for the nomination, and in 2016 she was not going to leave her unbelievably high negatives and untrustworthiness to chance. And so what she did is she partnered up with the DNC, and she used a loophole in the 2014 McCutcheon versus FEC decision and literally paid off 33 state Democratic officials who basically wow. now will support her regardless of what the outcome is. That's how she's stolen the nomination.
How does she pay them off? I mean, she only makes, according to Parade Magazine, $250,000 a year. How does she pay off that many officials?
Well, what she did is she created something called the Hillary Victory Fund in concert with the DNC. And basically what she did is the idea was to increase how much one could personally donate to Hillary Clinton by using that loophole, which would then knock down the aggregate limits as to how much a donor could give to a federal campaign in 1 year. So when Hillary rails against money in politics and Citizen United and campaign finance reform, she's obviously full of a lot of you-know-what.
Right.
So basically these 33 states, the Hillary Clinton campaign paid $4,440,000 to these state officials, and then she turned around and she gave half of that, $2,263,000, back to the DNC and into this this Hillary Victory Fund. She's got plenty of money, believe me, from all the donations, the foreign donations from the Clinton Foundation, which I have said and will continue to say is America's largest money laundering operation in U.S. history.
Powerful. I mean, to make that statement that it's the largest money laundering operation. And the thing is, of course, it can't even be vetted in terms of a charity organization, because those that vet and, authenticate their books and everything say, look at we can't see where the money that was raised to help a particular group of people, that it's going there. It seems to be absorbed in large part by administrative costs.
Well, that is part of it, but you have to also understand that the Giestra charity that was set up by Frank Giestra, former head of Lionsgate Entertainment, was set up in Canada. This is where this fund was set up, and these foreign dignitaries and foreign leaders were told to then take their money and donate it directly to the Giestra Clinton Foundation, which is in Canada on purpose. And the reason it's in Canada is because in Canada they have a campaign finance law that forbids people to knowing who the donations are going to. So basically they're donating directly to this, quote, charity, and then they make one big gigantic bundle of a donation directly to the Hillary Clinton Foundation. And then when there is questions about, the books or whatever, then they just tell the media, well, we've got to redo our books and our taxes. And then they hire the best money that, that accountants and lawyers can buy. And they say that it was a misstep or a mistake in their accounting or what have you. But I think what may happen here is with the investigation in Emailgate, I believe that a lot of that is going to lead eventually to the Clinton Foundation, and who knows, maybe it'll finally be exposed for the money laundering operation that I feel that it is.
Well, right now, in the absence of fact, a lot can be suggested. I don't know, Josh, if we'll ever get down to the bottom of this. I mean, the Clintons have redefined the concept and continue to redefine the concept, because it's ever dynamic before us. As far as plausible deniability is concerned, and also based on what you're sharing with us, the whole idea of hypocrisy is taking on a whole new dynamic as well. Josh Bernstein, radio talk show host, spokesman, strategist, and writer, and also the spokesperson for AMAC, has been with us. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's against you in my life. What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there.
Oh, you got to have some Beatles music once in a while. One of my favorite Beatles cuts. I don't know why, but it just haunts me, and I love this song. Got to get you into my life. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez, and Larry Pratt is with us, the executive director of Gun Owners of America for 30 years. Larry is also a former lawmaker himself, and it's always good to have Larry with us. Larry, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and it's good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, I want to talk, I got a couple topics that I want to run by you. And, of course, there's this increasing conversation about the concealed carry law. Our First Amendment right says that we have the right to bear arms. And we run into problems when we go from state to state. Now, I have a concealed carry weapon myself. I can carry in 34 states. But I have to be careful, you know, when I go across certain boundaries. Because in one state it's okay, then you cross a boundary line and you could be in violation of state law there.
You sure could, and for having done nothing other than cross the state line, probably one of the classic cases of this occurred recently when Shanine Allen, a young black woman, single mother, was on her way to a job interview in Atlantic City from her home in Philadelphia. So she obviously then had to cross a state line. She's in New Jersey, and she gets hauled over, and pursuant to what she understood, she'd only had her permit, about her concealed carry permit, maybe a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. She told the officer, as Pennsylvania had explained to her, that you say, hey, I've got a gun in the car, and she spent for that about 45 days in jail. Wow. Now, it had this same thing happened in Pennsylvania, she would have been sent on her way. The idea of putting somebody in jail because they have a gun in the car is really pretty tough. And finally, the governor of the state, Christie, sprang her, set her free, and they finally ended up not pressing any charges. In fact, she never was cited for any traffic violation. And our suspicion is that the officer, it was late at night, early morning, maybe 12, 1 in the morning, and the officer very likely ran her Pennsylvania plate and was told, oh, she's a concealed carry permit holder here in Pennsylvania. And so based on that, we think is why she was pulled over. She was never cited for any traffic offense whatsoever. She still spent many days in jail.
Yeah. Well, when they, Larry, when they run, you know, your driver's license information, it will show that you are a concealed carry permit?
In some states it will, and in Pennsylvania it does. That information obviously should not be available in that situation. It should be available for a criminal investigation, but the idea that an officer needs to know that for a traffic, if the officer thinks that's going to help his safety, he doesn't understand his job. Mm-hmm. His most dangerous moment is getting out of his car, coming to the car he's pulled over, and until he has some idea of really what's going on inside that car, it doesn't matter if somebody has a concealed carry permit or not.
Exactly.
He's got to make sure that that there's no gun aimed at him, and that has nothing to do with a permit.
Right. So much for concealed. I mean, it's not so concealed carry permit, because if you're going to be exposed like this, it's almost an oxymoron, isn't it?
Oh, my. And, you know, to put a single mom in jail for
45 days.
A month and a half?
Wow, that's incredible.
Come on.
And, you know, and what did that cost her?
Well, happily, there was a gun group in New Jersey and some of the rest of us from around the country that came to her aid. Otherwise, she would have been absolutely head over heels in debt, because it took a lot of legal representation from the New Jersey Shooters Group to help litigate. But basically it was a political issue, and that's what you know, you can't really put a price tag on that, because it was the number of phone calls and email that came into the governor's office that finally convinced him that this was not a popular thing that his county prosecutor was trying to do.
Yeah. Well, and of course now we've got the House and the Senate that has agreed, and there are bills before both houses right now to address this issue, so that, you know, imagine that, how novel, that our Constitution would trump, you know, state law.
Imagine. These bills are the essence of simplicity. They say, look, to paraphrase, if you have a driver's license, you can go from one state to another, and as long as you observe the different speed limits and no turn on left, if that's what's posted, and those kind of things, you're good to go. Well, the same thing should be the case with your concealed carry permit. Or, as these bills have it, if you're from a state that doesn't require a permit at all, and there are now 11 of them, then your driver's license would serve as that concealed carry permit. And so if you drive from, say, Arizona into California, a relatively pro-Second Amendment state, with one of these concealed carry constitutional systems where people in Arizona are good to go without any permit whatsoever, and they go over to California, if these bills were to become law, then their Arizona driver's license would serve as a California concealed carry permit. You can see some of the heads exploding on the San Francisco board.
Well, but Larry, you know, 11 states get it, and they say, look, we've got a constitution that gives the citizens the right to bear arms. So why are we making this so redundant and so complicated? You know, what is the point of all this when we have that right and you know, by our Constitution, and it's just like we just find ways to complicate things.
This has been one of the chief points of attack on our freedom by liberalism in this country, and I think they seem to instinctively understand that it's a lot harder to push an armed people around than a disarmed people. Europe had their gun control followed by dictatorship or followed by oppressively socialist government. It's not the other way around. First things first, and the liberals in our country, I think, instinctively understand that. And so they're after this constitutionally protected freedom because it irritates them no end.
Mm-hmm. How realistic, Larry, is it that you know, these laws would pass and we'd be able to, you know, carry from state to state as, you know, covered by our Constitution?
There was a vote in the Senate a few years ago that prevailed. We're quite sure from our nose counting at Gun Owners of America that if you were to have the vote on both of these bills, something which the leadership has been remiss in not doing, you'd win. These bills will carry. Now, would they be approved by the president? Not as a standalone, but it's entirely possible that these bills could then be embedded in spending bills that the president would simply feel compelled to sign.
Exactly.
And it would require some gumption on the part of Republicans who have demonstrated a lack of it. They'd have to be willing to have the president slow the government down for a while and close some offices of government in order to make this happen, but that's probably the most difficult hurdle we have to cross: Republican spinelessness.
Well, without a doubt, but you know, we need to learn a lesson from progressives, and that is that they continue to progress, and maybe we should follow their lead. Why not, huh?
What a thought! Keep
yeah,
on
really.
Trying. Oh my.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry was in elected office in the state legislature of Virginia, serving in the House of Delegates. Larry, where can the good folks go for more information very quickly?
Go to gunowners.org and please sign up for the free alerts. They are a very important part of keeping the Congress accountable. Gunowners.org.
You got it. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
With you, America. Good to have you along with us. Don't forget, we have the after show. Scott, what are we calling it? Mas Martinez? Is that what you said? I think I like that.
Mas Martinez.
Mas Martinez. That's what we got on Facebook Live. So be sure and join us at Martinez Live. It's Facebook.com/Martinez Live. And it's Mas Martinez after the show. We're going to carry on the conversation. So thank you for joining in. We'll look forward to hearing your comments as well. This is something we just started yesterday. And, you know, grateful to Facebook that they're, you know, doing this, you know, this new app and, you know, way for us to connect, you know, a little bit more directly with you. So welcome aboard and good to have you here. Hey, we're going to talk about global warming, okay? And a lot that we is heard out there is, you know, I understand why some people are getting confused. I mean, the Pope says, hey, look, it's a fact. You know, the President, John Kerry, others say that's the most important threat of the world, even more than ISIS. I mean, like, okay, so what all is going on? And, you know, here on this show, we have been, it has been our desire to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. And with us right now, we're fortunate to have Mark Morano. He's former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, a senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, the Republican from Oklahoma, executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. Let's break this down, you know, to help us understand, you know, what is the truth of this whole situation after all is said and done?
Well, very simply put, the rising carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere are not the control knob of our climate, according to Nobel Prize-winning physicists, former United Nations scientists, Ivy League geologists, and scientists who are politically left now, who are even reviewing the evidence and reversing themselves. We profile those scientists in the film. And the gist of it is, Bill, there are quite literally hundreds of factors that influence our climate. CO2, carbon dioxide, humans inhale oxygen, by the way, and we exhale CO2. Mm-hmm. What we exhale from our mouth is but one of the hundreds of factors. It is not the tail that wags the dog. And that is where this dispute is all about. And what they've tried to do is essentially regulate what we exhale from our mouth as some kind of climate emergency that we have to act. We need UN treaties. We need EPA climate regulations. And they claim we need them because of increased storminess and record hot temperatures, neither of which are true. We break those down in the movie, especially the extreme weather. On every metric, they're either declining or no trends on extreme weather, from tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, droughts. And what they're implying is that somehow the EPA regulations or UN treaties can alter the global temperature and change the path and frequency of storms. And it is literally akin to medieval witchcraft. They have the science wrong, and even if they had the science right, their solution would be frightening because they actually think they can regulate climate and storms.
It's pretty arrogant, isn't it? I mean, I think we have that ability. I love the arrogance of our humanity. I mean, I don't mind theories. You know, they have their place, and it's good, but let's work it out as a theory. I mean, you know, when you have the President of the United States obliterating any kind of, scientific law and process and declare that it is a fact that global warming is an issue here and the most important issue that we have to deal with is so life-threatening, it's like, wait a minute, you know, come on, how far from the truth are we? Because, I mean, let's go back when global warming first came to the forefront. It started out on a false pretense. I mean, emails were exposed and, the jury rigging of information and all this. But, hey, they kept their head down and kept moving forward.
Yeah, in fact, what the global warming movement has done is when data and facts are inconvenient, they change the past. And here's what they did. Originally, there was the first United Nations climate report that came out in 1990 and up in, I think, even 96 as well, had the medieval warm period from about 900 to 1300 A.D., many years ago, 1,000 years ago almost, as warmer than today. And there were actually scientists openly saying, we have to get rid of the medieval warm period. Skeptics are using it to say, hey, if we had no SUVs and coal plants back in the Middle Ages and we were warmer than today. Mm. So what did the UN do? They came out with a new temperature graph called the hockey stick, and they erased the medieval warm period. And they said,
exactly.
Shazam, it's now the hottest temperatures ever in the last 1,000 years after we redid the numbers. Mm. Same thing happened with the 1930s, and the EPA chart still shows the 1930s reigned supreme in the U.S. for heat waves and record hot days. You can't alter temperature records of cities, but what you can alter of the past are amalgamated averages and smoothing and putting in adjustments, and you can average global temperatures pretty easily. And what they've done is they've cooled the past. The 1930s are now much cooler than they were 15 years ago in the data set. They keep revising the past. We had a global warming pause, Bill. They've now revised the global warming pause out of existence in the surface data and now out of existence in the satellite data. They basically go back in time and say, you know what, we don't like these numbers and we've adjusted them. And hey, guess what? That pause skeptics were talking about, it's gone now. The new numbers show that it never existed. So it's like if you're a company losing money and you hire a new accountant, you could have record losses, but the new accountant comes in and says, hey, I just made it so the books show record profits. That's what they're doing at this moment. I'm talking about the last few months. They're under congressional investigation, our federal agencies, for erasing and altering past temperatures.
Well, they had to kind of nullify that argument. And it wasn't even an argument. It was just a question that Senator Ted Cruz kept asking, you know, and just saying, what about the pause? You know, and all of a sudden, you know, he had the deer in the headlights kind of look. And you know, didn't have an answer, didn't quite understand what was going on, but they were sticking to their story, and that is that, you know, the climate has changed.
Yeah, and in the film, Climate Hustle, which comes out May 2nd, by the way, in theaters all across the country, we actually go back to the 1970s, and we show the global cooling. They thought there was a man-made global cooling scare in the 70s. And guess what, Bill? They've erased that now. They've had studies come out and say, well, that whole 1970s global cooling scare, that never existed. That's just skeptics making hay of one or two scientists. We went back in the archives. We have Walter Cronkite talking about global cooling. We have ABC News talking. In fact, we have an animal that they used as a mascot for global cooling in the 70s that was allegedly forced to migrate south because it was getting so cold. The same animal 30 years later by ABC News was used as a mascot for global warming because now it's migrating north because it's getting too warm. They have no shame. And we're going to reveal that animal in the film. It's the mystery mascot animal that was used as a mascot for both global cooling in the 1970s, and now it's being used for global warming.
Well, if you gave them enough time, they'd turn that that animal into a Cro-Magnon, man, and you know, and support you know, that idea as well. You know, this is amazing, because when you talk about what happened in the 70s with man-made global cooling, and even now, how much of the people's money are they wasting on this faulty science?
Oh, but it's tens of billions annual, and you look at it. If you look at just the scientific research, but then if you look beyond that at all the emergency solutions at the UN Climate Fund, which is going to be $100 billion a year, which is going to quickly hit $1 trillion in a few years, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars to do nothing. Even if you accept their – here's the shocker. Even if you accept their scientific claims, their solutions would not impact the climate. In fact, President Obama's EPA has admitted – that not only will the EPA climate regs, which they claim we need because there's too many storms, not only will they not impact global temperature, they couldn't possibly impact global storms because they don't impact global CO2 levels. It's pure symbolism. And when you ask them about this, they'll say, oh, well, it's a first step and it will inspire people. I'm sorry, these are technical climate regulations which you're selling to get rid of bad weather, and they're actually just symbolic things to inspire people. And that's what it boils down to. So they sell these as a solution. In other words, if you were buying insurance from a guy who said, you said, what if happens if my house burns down? Well, this is a symbolic policy, of course. It's quite expensive, but if your house burns down, we can't actually buy you a new one. But this may inspire your neighbors to help you or chip in. I mean, that's basically what they're selling here. And they keep talking about it as an insurance policy. We need these climate policies. And it's the big shocker is, of course, that they admit that the whole goal of the United Nations – and we have this in the film, the actual quote is that they were redistribute wealth by climate policy, and this is no longer environmental policy. This is the political left using a global warming scare, the latest environmental crisis, in order to achieve central planning. That's what's really behind this. Not even the funding, not even the money machine. It's an ideology, I think, at its core, more than the money.
And they have no shame. They'll do anything in order to perpetrate this philosophy in terms of, you know, even in the educational circles, if you don't toe the line and go along, you could lose your tenure. This has been, reported as well, the kind of pressure. If you're looking for any kind of government research money, we know that people will do that, which they get rewarded for. If you want to promote this doctrine, you get research money. If you want to do anything counter, well, then you're just left to the side begging, aren't you?
Yes. In fact, UN lead scientists actually get money. They always say, you know, oh, skeptics are oil funded. Well, the environmental groups are getting more money from fossil fuel interests than skeptics have ever even been accused of getting. Natural gas has given $27 million just to the Sierra Club alone, and that's bigger than the budgets of any skeptical think tank. If you combine the top three skeptical think tanks in Washington, the country, and you wouldn't even come up with the one grant from the natural gas industry to the Sierra Club to appear green and to lobby against coal.
This is a
big issue. May 2nd is the film. Thank you.
Exactly. That's what I was going to remind everybody, where they can go for more information, the release of the film on May 2nd.
ClimateHustle.com. You can actually look at the local theaters near you and buy tickets now, watch the trailer, watch clips of the film. And my website is ClimateDepot.com. You can do the same there.
Well, Mark Morano, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. That is a wrap for us. We will see you on Mas Martinez.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.